morning to everyone.
大家早上好。
Now, this morning, I will be taking two sessions.
今天早上我会讲两场。
And then this afternoon, Pastor Taj is going to take two sessions.
然后下午呢、Taj 牧师呢将会讲下午的两场。
Now, this afternoon's subject is very, very important.
今天下午的题目是非常非常重要的。
It is going to be about dating and courtship and relationships.
有关于约会和感情。
I hope that all of you will plan to be here.
我希望大家呢都能够计划好今天下午来出席。
And yesterday, we began a study of a boy that wandered far away from home.
昨天我们就研究到一个男孩，他离家出走了。
We pick up again in the book of Luke.
我们再来继续在路加福音。
Chapter 15,
第十五章
and Luke chapter 15, and we ended yesterday in verse 16.
昨天我们就讲到第十六节
Now, before we launch into this study today,
今天在我们还没有开始研究之前
I would like to invite you once again to bow your heads with me as we have a word of prayer.
我想要再邀请大家一起低头，我们来做个祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父
Please speak to us today.
今天求你向我们说话。
As we study the Bible,
当我们研究圣经
Help us to recognize the condition of our own heart.
求你帮助我们能够看出我们心里面真实的状况。
Thank you.
感谢您。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 17 says, And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father...have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger.
十七节，他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？”
So what's happening so far?
你看到这边为止。
He went far from home.
他离家很远。
Far from his father.
离开他的父亲。
And then he spent all the money that he had.
然后用光了所有的钱。
And then the land that he was in, they had a famine.
然后呢，在他居住的地方呢，就发生了饥荒。
And he became hungry.
然后他就饿了。
He was so hungry, he was eating the food for pigs.
他饿到那种程度啊，甚至是吃猪吃的食物。
And then in verse 17,
然后在十七节
the Bible says that one day he is sitting in this condition.
然后有一天他就坐在这种的状况之下。
And it's like the thought hits him, what am I doing?
然后突然间呢，他就醒悟过来，他在这边到底在做什么？
It says when he came to himself.
当他醒悟过来的时候，
It's like he woke up.
就好像突然间醒过来。
And he said, oh, my father, he remembered his father.
他就想起了他的父亲。
Now, what did he remember about his father?
他想起他的父亲的什么事情呢？
Look at verse 17.
第十七节。
What does he remember about the father?
他记得父亲的什么事呢？
Bible says that he remembers that the father was very kind.
他记得他的父亲是非常仁慈的。
He remembered that the father even took good care of the servants.
他记得他父亲甚至是对仆人呢都是好好的照顾的。
And he starts to remember this.
然后他就开始记起了这一切。
What's happening here?
在这里发生的是什么事呢？
You see, the son begins to remember the father's kindness and his love.
然后呢，这个儿子他就记起了父亲的仁慈和他的慈爱。
Look at what verse 18 says.
你看看第十八节。
Verse 18 says, I will arise and go to my father.
我要起来到我父亲那里去。
Now, from verse 17, he starts to remember how kind the father was.
从十七节他就记起了他的父亲是何等的仁慈。
And then in verse 18,
然后在第十八节
Bible says that now he says, I'm going to go back.
然后在这里呢，圣经说我要回去。
Now, why does he decide to go back?
为什么他决定要回去呢？
It's because of verse 17.
是因为第十七节。
You see, he remembered the father's love and his kindness.
他记起了父亲的爱和他的仁慈。
Keep your finger here in Luke 15.
你呢，把你的手指放在路加第十五章这里。
And let's go to Romans chapter 2.
然后我们翻到罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章。
And let's look at verse 4.
我们来看看第四节。
Romans chapter 2 verse 4, the Bible says, Despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?
还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改吗？
The Bible says,
圣经告诉我们
that the goodness of God leads you to repentance.
上帝的恩慈领你到悔改的地步。
Let me tell you a story.
让我告诉大家一个故事。
Many years ago, I was at someone's house.
很多年前呢，我就去到一个人的家里。
And the parents were all upstairs.
他的父母亲呢都在楼上。
And the boy, like the young kids, the boys, we were all downstairs in one room.
然后呢，年轻的男孩呢，全部都在楼下，在一个房间里。
And so for fun, we decided to start wrestling.
然后我们就玩闹了起来，就开始摔跤。
But if you ever watched young boys wrestling,
可是如果你有看过年轻的男孩呢摔跤。
At first, it starts out like they're having fun, they're playing around.
看起来开始的时候好像是在玩闹。
And then someone gets hurt.
可是当有人受伤了以后
And then people get angry.
人们就会发怒
And that's what happened.
这就是那时发生的事
We were wrestling just for fun.
然后我们开头只是扭来扭去玩闹
And then somehow I hit my head or I got hurt.
然后后来我就撞到了头我受了伤
And then the guy that did it to me.
然后那个是我感到疼痛的那个男孩
I decided to get revenge on him.
我就决定要报复
So I grabbed his head and I...had his head under my arm like this.
然后我就把他的头呢扭到我的这个手背里面，然后这样压着他。
It is a very difficult position to get out of once you get someone's head under your arm.
如果你把一个人的头这样扭到你的手背下呢，是很不容易能够再拖出来的。
So I said to him,
我就对他说
，Say sorry.
向我道歉。
And what do you think he said?
你说他说什么呢？
He said no.
他说不。
He didn't say like he said no.
他说 no.
Why?
为什么呢
？Have you ever noticed that if you try to make someone say sorry, they won't do it?
你有没有注意到呢？如果你逼一个人啊向你道歉，他是不会道歉的。
And so, like I squeezed hard, more hard.
然后呢，我更用力的压紧他。
And I said, say sorry.
我说向我道歉。
And he still said no.
他还是不说。
And I was starting to think, you know, if I squeeze too hard, maybe like he might not get air to breathe.
然后我心里就在想，如果我压得太紧的话，可能他不能够呼吸了。
So eventually, I just let go.
然后最后呢，我就放了他。
But I learned something about human nature.
可是呢，在那里我学习到有关于人性。
I learned that when you are rebellious,
我学习到呢，如果你是背叛。
Nobody can make you be sorry for your sins.
如果你是有叛逆的心态的话，没有人能够逼你来悔改。
You see, human nature, if someone says, be sorry, they naturally want to resist.
人性呢，他本来就是这样子的。如果有人逼着他说向人家道歉呢，他是不会要道歉的。
I remember I used to attend camps like this.
我记得我曾经参加这样子的营会。
My parents would send me and my sister to these camps.
我的父母呢也会送我和我的姐姐来参加这样子的营会。
And my sister, she came for the spiritual meetings.
我的姐姐呢就来参加这种属灵的聚会。
But I went to see the girls.
可是呢，我去就是为了看女孩子。
That was my motive. That's all that was I was interested in.
那是我当时的动机，这是我唯一有兴趣的东西。
And I remember that at those camps,
我还记得在那一种的营会。
We had a friend that had a car.
我有个朋友，他就有一辆车。
And when the meetings were going on,
然后当聚会进行的时候
，We would be in another room like playing cards.
我们会在另外一个房间里面玩纸牌。
Or we would go shoot pool.
或者是玩另外一个东西。
And I remember one of my friends, one of my more, someone that I knew that was more spiritual.
我还记得其中一个朋友是比较属灵的。
He found out what we were doing.
他就发现我们在做什么。
And he said, "Why are you always so rebellious?"
他就说，为什么你一直来这么叛逆呢
？He said, "Why are you such a rebel?"
为什么你是这么样的叛逆呢
？And I actually didn't know why.
我也不知道为什么。
But even though he said that.
虽然他这么说
，It didn't bother me. I didn't care about the meeting still.
可是我还是不愿意，没有兴趣参加聚会。
Some of you here at this meeting,
我想在座的有一些人
，You know, you're You're coming to the meetings.
你来参加聚会。
Maybe sometimes in between you're sleeping in the meetings.
可能在中间呢，你就在聚会的时候睡觉。
Maybe Lipo comes and says, "Hey, what are you doing?"
可能 Lipo 亲会来说，嘿，你在做什么？
And when someone says that, if you have a rebellious heart, you feel more rebellious.
当人家这么说的时候，如果你的心里是一种叛逆的状态呢，可能你就会感觉到更加的想要叛逆。
In your heart, you feel like you can't tell me what to do.
在你的心里面，你会说，凭什么你要来告诉我，我应该怎么做？
This is human nature.
这就是人性。
If you are doing bad,
如果你在做坏事，
and someone tries to make you do right,
然后另外一个人尝试要让你做对，
you naturally will resist.
你自然而然的就会去
doing right.
去反对做这种正确的事。
But this young man,
这个年轻人，
he was far away.
他却远离了家。
And he is empty.
他感觉到空虚。
He's hungry.
饥饿。
And then he remembers how much his father loved him.
然后呢，他就记起了他的父亲是多么的爱他。
I want to tell you about my grandma.
我要告诉大家有关于我的祖母。
When I was growing up,
当我成长的岁月，
my mother and father both worked.
我的父母两个人都工作。
So when we would come home from school,
所以当我们从学校回来，
nobody was home.
家里是没有人的。
Only my grandma.
就只有我的祖母。
So in a way, I looked at my grandma as my mom.
所以呢，对我来说，我的祖母就好像我的母亲那样。
Even now,
就算现在，
I'm closer to my grandma than I am my own parents.
其实我还比较接近我的祖母。超过我的父母。
When I was in second year in high school,
当我在中学二年级的时候，
my parents sent me to a very nice private school.
我的父母就送我到一个很好的私人学校去。
And they sent my sister and I with my grandma, and we rented a house.
然后呢，我的父母就送我姐姐还有我的祖母一起去，然后就住在租了一个房子住。
Across the street from our house,
从我们住的地方的对面。
Was the prettiest girl in school.
是学校里面最漂亮的小花。
And
还有呢，
she had a grandma.
她也有个祖母。
And her grandma,
她的祖母呢，
and my grandma,
和我的祖母
were friends.
是好朋友。
One day,
有一天，
my grandma,
我的祖母
told her grandma,
对她的祖母说
something,
她说有些事。
And it embarrassed me to death.
她就告诉我祖母告诉他祖母一些事情，使我实在感到万分。
You know how your parents, when people come over, they show like all your naked pictures when you're a baby and stuff, you know?
你看你的父母在你有客人来的时候呢，就翻那些照片，你没有穿衣服的照片给那些人看。
They think it's cute, you know?
他们觉得很可爱。
But you're so embarrassed.
可是你却觉得很尴尬。
Anyway, my grandma told her something about me, and I was so embarrassed.
然后我的祖母就告诉她的祖母一件事情，然后我实在非常的尴尬。
I thought it ruined my chances to date this girl.
我觉得我的祖母是在破坏了我所有的机会去追这个女孩子。
And I can tell you, I was actually angry with my grandma.
然后那是我非常的生气我的祖母。
I was so angry.
我是那么的生气。
But what do you do when you're angry with your grandma?
可是如果你对你的祖母生气，你能做什么呢？
You can't hit your grandma.
你也不能够打她。
So what do you do?
结果我怎么做呢？
I decided that I would not speak to grandma.
然后我就决定我不要跟我的祖母说话。
Now you have to understand, like grandma was like my mother.
你要知道呢，我的祖母就好像我的母亲那样。
But I was so angry.
可是我是那么的生气。
I was so embarrassed.
非常的尴尬，没有面子。
And I decided I would not speak to grandma.
我就决定了，我就不要跟祖母说话了。
You know, when you live with someone,
当你跟一个人生活在一起，
you know, every day you have to see them.
每一天你都要见面。
If you don't speak to someone,
如果你不跟他说话的话，
it can be pretty uncomfortable.
是会很不舒服的。
And so I didn't speak to her for one day.
所以呢，我就一天没有跟她说话。
And then 2 days.
然后两天。
I was really angry.
我是非常的生气。
3 days.
3天。
4 days.
4天。
I didn't speak to grandma for 7 days.
我没有跟我的祖母说话7天之久。
She didn't try to embarrass me.
她其实并不是刻意的要令我。
She actually was. She was just trying to help me.
她其实是要帮助我。
But I was so angry.
可是我是那么的生气。
Anyway, one day,
无论如何，有一天呢
I invited some of my friends from school.
我就邀请了我学校的一些朋友。
There were two of my Japanese friends. They came home with me from school.
有两个日本籍的朋友呢，他们就来从学校来我的家里。
And my grandma told them, she said, "Stay with us for dinner."
我的祖母就邀请他们来一起吃晚饭。
My grandma speaks fluent Japanese.
因为我的祖母会讲很流利的日本话。
So they said, "Okay."
他们就说好。
And so we were playing and talking and doing things in our room.
然后我们就在房间里面玩啊，做我们自己的东西，谈话。
And then, when it was time for dinner, my grandma called us.
然后呢，就到了吃晚饭的时候，我祖母就叫我们。
And I was still not talking to grandma.
可是那时候我还是没有跟祖母说话。
But when we came out,
然后当我们出来
my grandma is an excellent cook.
我的祖母呢是很会煮饭，很会煮菜的。
And she had made like this wonderful, this just table full of food.
然后呢，她就做了一桌子的菜。
When I looked at the food,
我就看着那一桌子的菜。
Everything was my favorite dish.
每一道菜呢，都是我最爱吃的。
And I knew what my grandmother was doing.
我才知道我的祖母呢，她尝试要做什么。
She was trying to say, "I'm sorry."
她其实是从尝试要对我说，她很对不起我。
But I felt so guilty.
可是呢，我心里非常的过意不去，觉得很内疚。
I felt guilty because it wasn't her fault.
因为我觉得很内疚，因为其实不是她的错。
And when she showed how much she loved me,
可是她却向我显示她是多么的爱我。
It broke my heart.
她使我的心碎了。
The Bible says,
圣经告诉我们
that the goodness of God,
她说上帝的恩慈
it leads us to repentance.
带领我们回到她那里去，带领我们悔改。
You see, friends, some of you right now are in a state of your life where you are feeling very rebellious.
各位朋友，今天可能你就处在那一个时间，就是在你的人生中的一段时间，你感觉非常的叛逆。
Maybe you're like me. Maybe you're just here because you just want to meet girls or meet guys.
可能你就好像我这样，可能你今天来到这里，不过是想要见见男孩子或者是女孩子。
And God is trying. He wants you to come back.
可是上帝呢，却是要你回转到他那里去。
And he wants you to come home so that you can feel fulfilled and satisfied and full.
他要你回到家里去，好让你能够得到满足。
But you've been rebellious for so long.
可是你一路来呢，都叛逆了这么久。
But God is showing his love to you.
可是上帝呢，却向你显示他的爱。
You know, God is trying to bring you back by not scolding you or reprimanding you.
上帝呢，他要尝试领你回来，并不是用那种辱骂你的方法。
He's trying to bring you back by reminding you of how much he really loves you.
他呢，用他的那个方法，就是他要再次的提醒你，他是多么的爱你，希望你回来。
You know, when my grandma did that for me, I remember in my mind, I had trouble even just sitting there because I knew what she was saying.
当时我的祖母这么做的时候，我还清楚的记得我在那边实在是坐不下去，因为我知道她心里要说的是什么。
And if you really look back in your life,
所以如果你真正的回看你的生命
If you really think carefully,
如果你细细的思想
Every one of us in here today can recognize a point in their life when God showed them clearly how much he loved you.
每一个人在座的每一个人都能够回想到在你人生中的某一点上上帝向你显示他是多么的爱你。
You are here right now at this camp.
今天你在这个营会里面。
What a privilege.
是多么大的特权。
What an opportunity.
是多么大的机会。
Other people, other young people aren't here, but you are.
其他的年轻人没有在这里，可是你却能够在这里。
It is an evidence of God's love and his care for you.
这就是证明上帝对你的爱和关心。
Some of you have the privilege of being part of Anan.
可能在座的有一些人有机会到爱能健康村去。
It is a God-appointed school.
那是个上帝所预定的学校。
And it is evidence that God loves you.
而且呢，这就是上帝爱你的证据。
He specially chose you to be at this place.
上帝呢，特别的指定了你到那个地方去。
God is showing us His love because He is trying to draw you back by giving you evidence of His love.
上帝向你显示他的爱，因为他要让你看见他爱你的证据。
But yet, sometimes we want to be in this far country.
可是呢，有些时候我们却宁愿到那么远的远方去。
Won't you come back?
你不想回来吗？
Won't you come home to the Father where you can find true satisfaction?
为什么你不回到你的父亲那里去？你能够得到完全的满足。
Friends cannot make you happy.
你的朋友是不能让你快乐的。
Boyfriend, girlfriend, that cannot make you happy.
男朋友、女朋友都不能够让你快乐。
Watching TV and movies, this won't make you happy.
看电影、看电视剧都不能够让你快乐。
That hunger that you feel inside in your heart, it can never be filled unless you are with the Father.
在你心灵里面你所感受的那一个空洞呢，除非你回到父亲那里去，要不然你不会得到满足。
Won't you come back?
你为什么不回来呢？
Notice what it says in verse 18.
你注意看在第十八节，那怎么说？
The young boy said, I will arise and go to my father.
那年轻的男孩他说，我要起来到我父亲那里去。
And I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee.
向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
Now, some of you are sitting here today.
在座的有一些人。
And God wants you to turn back. He wants you to repent.
上帝呢，要你转回来，要你悔改。
But you don't want to.
是你却不愿意。
Some people tell me.
有些人就这么说，对我说。
I know that it's wrong.
我知道那是不对的。
But I still like to do it.
可是我还是很喜欢去做。
What should I do?
那我要怎么办呢？
I know it's wrong.
我知道这是错的。
But I just like to do it.
可是我还是很喜欢去做。
See, it's very hard.
对我们来说很困难。
When you like to do wrong, it's very hard to do right.
如果你爱做错的事，那么就很难做对的事。
See, in order for you to do right, your heart has to be changed to do right.
你要去做对的事呢，你的心或者是你心灵呢，必须要
Let's say you come to my house.
举例子说你来到我的家。
And you come to my house, and
你来我的家里。
I invite you to sit down on my couch.
我就邀请你坐在沙发上。
And so I invite you to sit down.
我就邀请你坐下。
And as you're walking to my table,
然后你走到我的桌子那里。
Your leg hits the edge of the coffee table.
然后你的脚呢就撞到了这个咖啡座的脚。
And on my coffee table, there is a vase.
然后呢，在这个桌上，咖啡桌上呢，有一个花瓶。
And because you hit the table,
因为你撞到了桌子
the vase wobbles and then it falls to the floor and it crashes into 100 pieces.
这花瓶呢就掉到地上，然后就碎成了一百片。
Would you feel sorry?
你会觉得难过吗？
Would you feel sorry? Yes or no?
你会感到难过吗？
I hope so.
当然。
I hope so.
我希望你会。
Otherwise, I'm not going to invite you to my house.
要不我才不能够邀请你到我家里来。
Okay, so you feel sorry. So I say, oh, I'm so sorry.
然后你就觉得很抱歉，你说哈，很对不起。
And you say, oh, look, let me help you clean it up.
然后想啊，让我帮你清扫清扫。
So you get the broom and the dustpan.
然后你就把扫把和畚斗拿来。
And then you begin to sweep it up.
然后就开始扫这些碎片。
Throw it all away.
把它丢掉。
And you say, look.
然后你说，你看，你看。
I will buy you another one.
我会买过另外一个给你。
I feel so sorry.
因为我觉得很抱歉。
Let me buy you another vase.
让我买过一个花瓶给你。
And then I tell you.
然后我就告诉你。
That's very nice.
很好，这很好。
I appreciate your willingness to buy me a new vase.
我很感激你，你这么愿意的买过一个新的花瓶给我。
But there's a little problem.
可是呢，现在有一个问题。
This vase on my table,
这个在桌上的花瓶。
This vase was from the Ming Dynasty era.
是从明朝来的。
There are only two of these in the world.
在世界上只有两个这样子的花瓶。
If you want to replace this,
如果你要取代，用另外一个来取代。
you would have to go to a museum in Beijing.
你必须要到北京的博物院那里。
And if they would sell it to you,
如果他们愿意卖给你的话，
you would pay 3 million ringgits.
你要花300万元才能买得到。
Now I want to ask you a question.
我想要问你一个问题。
When you first broke the vase,
当你第一次打碎那个花瓶的时候，
did you feel bad?
你会感觉难过吗？
Yes.
当然。
But after I tell you how much the vase costs,
可是在我告诉你这个花瓶值多少钱之后，
do you feel more bad?
你会觉得更难过吗？
Why?
为什么呢？
Because now you know how much the vase costs.
因为现在你知道那个花瓶值多少钱。
Is that true?
对吗？不是吗？
Let me ask you a question.
让我问大家个问题。
When we do wrong,
当我们做错事，
when we sin,
当我们犯罪，
does it cost something?
是不是有人要付出代价呢？
Is there a price for when we do wrong? Is there a price?
当我们做错的事的时候，是不是有人要付出代价呢？
What's the price?
是什么样的代价？
Jesus on the...
就是耶稣要被钉到十字架上。
Now, Jesus does not have to die again.
耶稣当然不需要再死多一次。
But the pain that caused Jesus to die on the cross,
可是死到耶稣在十字架上死的那一种痛苦，
that pain happens all over again.
那一种的痛苦呢，重新的再次发生。
Some of you are sitting here today,
在座的一些人坐在这里，
and you're saying, you know, after this camp is done,
这一次营会过后，
I'm going to go back and I'm going to do this and this and this and this.
我就回家要做这个这个的那个。
You see, you know that it's not good.
你知道这不是好的。
But you do it anyway.
可是你还是去做。
Because you don't recognize the cost of sin.
因为你没有认识到罪的代价。
You see, if you could see what sin does to Jesus,
如果你可以看见罪呢，对耶稣产生多么大的伤害，
you would not be as excited to do wrong if you knew.
那么你就不会那么很高兴的去做那些不对的事情。
So what do you do if you're in this situation?
如果你在这样的情况下，那你要怎么办呢？
You know it's wrong, but you like to do it anyway.
如果你知道那是错事，可是你还是很喜欢去做。
You need to readthe scenes of Jesus dying on the cross.
那你需要去读一读耶稣在十字架上死的那一段的景象。
In the Bible, there are many good things to read.
在圣经里面有很多很好的东西可以读。
But if you are in this situation where you know it's wrong, but you like to do it anyway,
可是如果你是在这样的情况下，你知道是错的事，可是你还是很喜欢去做，那么
tonight,
今天晚上
or tomorrow morning for your worship,
或者明天早上当你灵修的时候，
spend some time studying the crucifixion and the scenes of Jesus' death.
那么花一些时间来研究，来思想耶稣被钉十字架那一个时候的景象。
As you read these chapters,
当你读这些的经文，
you will be asking this question.
你就会问这一个问题。
What is sin?
罪是什么呢？
That it should require such a sacrifice from God.
却需要上帝付出这么大的牺牲。
I want to ask you, how many of you would be willing to do that with me, either tonight or tomorrow morning?
我要问大家，有多少人愿意跟我一同这么做？
If you're willing, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand.
举起手来。
Now, please, I know that some of you,
我知道有一些人，
this applies directly to your situation.
就是直接对你来说是可以应用到的。
You know what's wrong.
你知道什么事是错的。
But you still like to do it anyway.
可是呢，还是无论如何很喜欢去做这种错事。
You need to recognize the price of sin.
你必须要认识到罪所要付出的代价。
Now, in repentance,
在悔改的时候。
By the way, the word repent,
悔改这个词，
it means to turn around.
就是转回的意思。
Let me give you a story.
让我告诉大家一个故事。
There was a church.
有一间教会。
And the pastor preached a sermon about repentance.
然后牧师呢就在台上讲了有关于悔改的道理。
But nobody understood.
可是没有人能够明白。
At the end of the sermon, what repentance was.
然后人们在他讲完道之后还不明白悔改是什么。
So there was an old man in the back.
然后呢，在后面坐着一个年老的人。
And he got up after the end of the sermon.
这个道讲完了之后，他就站起来。
He walked over to the aisle.
然后他就走到这个通道。
And he took one step.
他就走了一步。
And he said to everybody, "I'm going to hell."
然后他就对大家说，我就要到地狱去。
And then he took another step.
然后他再走多一步。
And he said, "I'm going to hell."
我要到地狱去了。
And then he took another step.
然后再走多一步。
And said, "I'm going to hell."
我要到地狱去。
By now, everybody in the church was looking at him.
这个时候，每一双眼睛都看着他。
When he got to the front of the church,
他走到教堂的前面。
He turned around.
然后他就转回头。
And said, "I'm going to heaven."
我要到天堂去，我要到天国去了。
He took another step and said, "I'm going to heaven."
再走前一步说，我要到天国去了。
And when he got to the end of the aisle,
然后当他走到通道的最尾端，
he turned around.
他就转回头。
And he said, "That is repentance."
他说这就是悔改。
Now repentance is two things.
悔改是有两件事。
It's feeling sorry for sin.
就是为你的罪感觉难过，感到难过。
And it's turning away from sin.
转离罪恶。
Now I want you to turn with me.
我要大家跟我一起翻
to the book of Luke, chapter 19.
翻到路加福音第十九章。
There is one story in the Bible that illustrates the nature of true repentance.
在圣经里面呢，这里有个故事，它向我们显示真正的悔改是什么。
And it is found in Luke 19 and verse 8.
路加福音第十九章第八节。
Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor."
撒该站着对主说，主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人。
And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold.
我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
Now, notice the two things that Zacchaeus did.
你注意到撒该所做的两件事。
Half of what I have, I'm going to give to the poor.
我把我所有的一半给穷人。
And then whatever he stole,
然后他偷了别人的。
He was going to pay back not just once, but he was going to pay it back four times.
就是他讹诈了别人得到的呢，他不是还回一倍，而是他还四倍。
He was sorry for his sin.
因为他为他自己所犯的过错。
He was willing to pay it back.
难过了，而且他愿意。
And he was turning away from his old life of greed and covetousness.
而且呢，他转离了他过去那种贪婪的生活。
He was going to give half of his goods now to the poor.
他现在要把他所有的一半呢，都给了穷人。
Now, I want to talk about something very practical.
我在这里呢，要说一说一些比较实际的。
True repentance,
真正的悔改
is manifested to God.
是向上帝显示出来。
But if we have wronged someone,
可是如果我们得罪了某一些人，
we need to make it right with that person.
我们必须要跟这个人和好。
See, some of you don't have peace from Jesus.
我们在座有一些人没有从耶稣那里来的平安。
You ask for forgiveness.
你要求得到赦免。
But there is still something that Jesus wants you to do.
可是呢，还是有一些东西是耶稣要你做的。
You see, when we wrong someone, for example, if you gossip about somebody,
当你得罪了某某人，或者是做错了事，对某某人做错了事，比如说你在背后说他的坏话，
God doesn't just want you to pray, "Oh, Jesus, forgive me for gossiping."
上帝不只是要你祷告说，主耶稣，求你赦免我讲人家的坏话。
You need to go back to the person that you gossiped to or about and the other people that were affected and say, "I am sorry." For doing this.
你必须要到那个你所谈论或者是讲坏话的那个人那里，或者是其他听到你坏话的那些人受到影响的那些人那里呢道歉。
You know, this God wants us to do because it's not easy, but if you do it, you will be less likely to commit that sin again.
上帝呢，他要你这么做，虽然是不容易，可是他要你这么做，那么你就下一次不会犯同样的错。
If you steal something,
如果你偷了别人的东西，
you don't just pray and say, "God, please forgive me."
你不单单只是祷告说，上帝，求你赦免我。
You have to pay it back.
你必须要还回那些钱。
The other day, I shared with you a little bit about my own past.
在几天前呢，我跟大家分享我过去的一些事。
I learned once how to steal from these big machines that dispense like food and candy.
有一次我就学习怎样从这种大大的那些卖食物的机器那边偷东西。
It was fun. It was like beating the machine, you know?
就好像你胜过了那部机器。
But many years later, when I became a Christian,
可是很多年之后，当我成了一个基督徒，
I was driving through the city,
我就驾车到城市去。
And the hotel that I had stayed at, it was the same one where I had stolen from, it was right there and I could see it.
然后那个酒店呢，我所居住的酒店就是以前我偷东西的那一个酒店。
And my conscience, it convicted me.
然后我的良心呢，它就使我觉悟。
But I just drove by anyway.
使我受到感动，可是我还是驾车过了。
But I was living near there. It was 40 minutes from where I was living.
然后我就住在附近，大概40分钟的路程。
And another day I drove by.
然后另外一天我又在驾车过那个地方。
The Holy Spirit said, you need to go and make things right with these people.
然后呢，圣灵就告诉我说，你必须要去跟这些人和好，就是把这件事情弄好来。
So I walked in.
我就走进去。
And I asked at the front desk, I asked for the manager.
然后我就在这个接待处呢，要求见他们的经理。
And the person said, oh, the manager is not in today.
那个人说经理不在。
So I said, oh, good, okay. And then I left.
我说好好，那我就走了。
But I still didn't, I wasn't at peace. I still did not have peace.
可是呢，我心里面还是没有平安。
Again, like weeks went by.
然后很多个星期过了。
And I was driving by again.
我又再一次的经过那个地方。
And this time, the Holy Spirit said, you need to make things right. So I drove in again.
然后圣灵说，这一次你必须要再尝试，所以我又转进去了。
And I went in this time and I said, is the manager in? And they said, yes, hold on. And the manager came out.
然后我就叫要求见经理，然后他们说好，你等一等，经理出来了。
And now I was really nervous.
然后我现在非常的紧张。
You know, in America, if you shoplift,
在美国如果你偷东西，
the maximum penalty for shoplifting is 8 years in prison.
就是最高的惩罚呢，是你要在监牢里坐八年。
I didn't know what might happen.
我不知道会发生什么样的事。
So the manager and I, we sat down at the breakfast area.
然后呢，这个经理和我呢，就坐在这个吃早餐的地方。
And as we sat down,
我们坐下来。
I was so nervous, but I said to her, many years ago, I stayed in your hotel.
然后我就我很紧张，可是我对她说，在很多年前我就住在你家的这个酒店。
And I said, I had stolen at that time some things from the hotel.
我就在那个时候偷了酒店里的一些东西。
And I said, I want to pay back what I stole.
我想我现在呢要还清，偿还我以前所偷的东西。
And so I had written out a check for her.
我就写了张支票要给你，要给她。
And I gave her the money.
我就给了她这笔钱。
And she looked at me like she was so shocked.
她看着我，她非常的吃惊。
She thought that I was going to complain about staying in the hotel.
她以为说我要向她投诉在酒店里面住的一些问题。
And then she asked me, "Have you been stealing from the hotel recently?"
她说你最近有没有在酒店里偷东西呢？
I said, "No. This was many years ago. This was about 7 to 10 years ago."
她说没，我说没有，大概7年到10年以前的事情。
She said, "Oh, okay."
她说哦好。
But she, I could tell, like she was so surprised.
可是我可以看得出她是非常的惊讶。
When I walked out of that hotel,
然后我离开这个酒店
，I had a peace that I did not have every time I saw that hotel.
我就得到了平安，是我以前每次经过这个酒店呢没有感受到的那种平安。
One time I was a teaching in high school.
有一次我在中学里教书。
And I told a lie to 2 students.
我就对两个学生说了骗话。
And I remember the Holy Spirit really convicted me.
然后圣灵真的感动我。
You're a math teacher.
你是个老师。
You're a Bible teacher.
这个教数学教圣经的老师。
You teach choir.
而且呢教诗歌班。
You teach computers.
教电脑。
How are you lying to the students?
你怎么能够向学生说谎话呢？
I was so convicted.
我受到很深的感动。
But you know what the devil was saying?
你知道撒旦怎么说吗？
Devil said, you're a teacher.
魔鬼说你是个老师。
If you confess that you lied,
如果你承认你讲了骗话，
they won't respect you anymore.
他们就不会再尊敬你了。
But I didn't have peace. Every time I saw these two students, I felt so guilty.
可是呢，我却得不到平安。每次我见到这两个学生呢，我就心里面很大的内疚。
Finally, one day I got up the courage.
然后有一天呢，我最后呢得到了个勇气。
I called the two students.
我就叫这两个学生。
And I said, "Look, I need to talk with you."
我说，我需要跟你们说话。
And they got scared.
他们非常的害怕。
They thought they were in trouble.
他们以为他们糟糕了。
Anyway.We went into a place and I sat them down.
无论如何，我们就去到了一个地方呢，我们就坐下来。
And then I had to say, I said, look.
然后我就必须要这么说，我说你看。
I want to apologize. I lied to you.
我必须要向你道歉，因为我曾经向你说了谎话。
They were so embarrassed.
他们非常的尴尬。
But I can tell you that it was so hard for me.
我可以告诉你，那是对我来说是多么难做到的事。
But I experienced peace.
可是呢，我从此就得到了平安。
And I never wanted to do that again.
我不再要这么做了。
Some of you here today,
在座的有一些人，今天呢，
God is leading you through His goodness to repentance.
上帝他用他的慈爱带领你悔改。
But true repentance always has two things.
可是真正的悔改呢？每次都是有两件事。
It's not only being sorry for sin,
不只是为罪感到难过。
But it's turning away from sin,
而且是转离罪恶。
And sometimes that involves making things right with people.
而有些时候呢，这个转离罪的过程呢，必须要是跟别人呢弄清这件事。
I told you that I'm married.
我告诉过你，我结了婚。
And when my wife and I were first married,
我的妻子和我刚结婚。
We didn't have any fights for like the first 2 months.
头两个月呢，我们从来没有吵架过。
We were living in Hawaii at the time.
那个时候我们就住在夏威夷。
And my wife is the kind of person, she doesn't like to argue.
我的太太是那种不喜欢跟人家争论的人。
If I start shouting,
如果我开始叫喊。
Then she starts crying.
她就开始哭了。
And then you can't fight with someone who's crying, you know. So then I just go away.
所以你就实在是不能再争执下去，就走开了。
But I'll never forget one day.
可是我永远不会忘记有一天。
I was really angry.
我非常的生气。
And I told my wife, I'm so upset.
我就跟我的太太说，我非常的生气。
She did something.
然后她做了一件事。
And then she said to me that evening.
然后那一天傍晚的时候
，She said, "I'm sorry for what I did."
她就对我说，我很抱歉，我做了这件事。
See, I grew up in a home where even when our parents did something wrong, they never apologized.
我长大的家庭呢，就是说，就算父母做错了或者说错了什么话呢，他们从来不会道歉的。
They never apologized to each other.
他们也从来不向对方道歉。
They didn't talk for a while, and then.After a few days, then they start talking again.
他们就几天不说话，然后过了几天呢，又开始说话了。
I never heard my father say to my mother, "I'm sorry."
我从来没有听见我的父亲向我的母亲说对不起。
I never heard my mother say to my father, "I'm sorry."
我也没有听过我母亲对我父亲说对不起。
When my wife did that,
当我的太太这么做的时候
，it really touched me.
她真的感动了我。
And since because she did it,
因为她这么做了。
Later on, when I would do wrong,
然后过后呢，我做错的时候
，I started learning to apologize, saying, "Kayla, I'm sorry. You know, I was angry for no reason. I'm sorry."
然后呢，过后我就开始学习到可以说对不起啊 ，Kayla， 对不起，我不应该这么样生气。
You know, God wants us to make things right with people as much as we can.
上帝呢，他要我们能够尽量的跟周围的人。和好就是建立很好的关系。
Some of you need to confess to others that you gossiped about them wrongly.
可能在座的一些人需要向别人呢道歉，因为你说了别人的坏话。
Some of you have played with someone's heart, and you have hurt them, and you have misled them, and you need to repent and apologize for deceiving people.
有一些人在座的有一些人可能玩弄了别人的感情，使到他们产生了误会， 他们受到了伤害，那么在这样你必须要去向他道歉。
If you want true peace in your heart,
如果你要真正得到心里面的平安，
you have to repent to Jesus.
你必须要向耶稣悔改。
But if you have hurt someone,
可是如果你伤害了某某人，
you need to make things right.
你必须要与他和好，弄清这件事。
Notice what this young man said in Luke 15.
你注意看在这年轻人在路加福音第十五章怎么说
？Luke chapter 15 and in verse 18.
第十八节。
He said, "I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee."
我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
Now this is called confession.
我们称这为认罪。
He is telling his, he's planning to tell his father, I have sinned, I've done wrong.
他在尝试告诉他父亲说我做错了。
Now, some of you, I've listened to people pray.
我听过人家祷告。
And you know, if you ever hear people pray, sometimes what they pray is like this. They say, Dear Jesus, please forgive us of all of our sins.
有时候呢，你会听见他们这样祷告，主耶稣，求你赦免我们所有的罪。
Now, the Bible teaches something different.
圣经教导我们一些不同的事。
Turn with me to Leviticus chapter 5.
让我们翻到利未记第五章。
Look at verse 5.
第五章第五节。
Leviticus chapter 5 and verse 5.
利未记第五章第五节。
The Bible says,
圣经怎么说？
And it shall be that when he shall be guilty in one of these things, that he shall confess that he hath sinned in that thing.
他有了罪的时候，就要承认所犯的罪。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思呢？
You see, the Bible teaches that when you confess your sins to Jesus,
圣经教导我们，当我们向耶稣认罪的时候，
you have to be very specific.
你必须是向他承认指定的那个罪。
You might have to pray a prayer that says, Jesus, today I was too foolish and silly and I did not represent Jesus as a Christian.
可能你今天要向他祷告说，耶稣，今天我做了很愚蠢的事情，我没有好好的代表主耶稣。
You might need to pray, Jesus, today I discouraged other people by talking negatively about the truth and about this camp.
今天呢，我在人家的面前讲有关于这个营会负面的东西，消极的东西，使到人们呢对真理的印象不好了。
You might need to pray, Jesus, I have specifically made the mistake of playing with someone's affections when I had no genuine interest in them.
可能你要向耶稣说，耶稣，我其实对某某人没有任何的意思，可是呢，我却玩弄了他的感情，请你原谅我。
When you confess your sin, it has to be specific in the thing that you did wrong.
当你承认你的罪的时候，你必须要很指向向他承认所指定的那一个罪，就是说你所犯的那个罪。
This is what the son is doing.
这就是这个儿子所做的。
And so the son is confessing. So let's go back to Luke 15 now.
让我们回到路加福音第十五章。
And we're going to see one of the most beautiful pictures in all of the Bible.
我们可以看见圣经里面最美的一幅景象。
He said in verse 19.
第十九节。
I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants.
从今以后我不配做你的儿子，不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。
I want to ask you a question.
我要问大家一个问题。
Is what he said in verse 19, is that true?
他在十九节所说的是真的吗？
Was it true that he was not worthy to be called a son anymore?
他不再配称为儿子了吗？
Yeah, it's true.
是真的。
I mean, if my son
如果我的儿子
said, give me the money that I'll get when you die,
请你给我我死后应得的那个部分的钱财
went far away,
我去了很远的地方
wasted his money on immorality and sin,
然后把这些钱呢浪费在不道德的事情上。
You know, for less than that, people disown their own children today.
人家没有这么做，今天都有人脱离父子关系。
It was true, he is not worthy.
的确，他是不配做人的儿子。
Look at verse 20.
第二十节。
This is one of the most beautiful things in the Bible.
在圣经里面最美的一幅景象呢，就在这里。
The Bible says, and he arose and came to his father.
圣经说一世起来往他父亲那里去。
Now, I want you to notice something here.
我要大家注意这里。
What does it mean to come to Jesus?
回到耶稣那里去是什么意思？
Does coming to Jesus mean that you're all clean and good and beautiful?
你回到耶稣那里去是不是说你必须要完全的弄干净自己漂漂亮亮了然后才回去呢？
No.
不是。
The young man was stinky.
这年轻人呢，全身发臭。
He was so skinny now.
他现在骨瘦如柴了。
He was dirty.
而且满身都是污秽。
You come to Jesus just as you are.
你来到耶稣的面前，你回到耶稣那里去呢，就是好像你本来的身份回去。
Then what does it mean to come to Jesus?
来回到耶稣那里去是什么意思呢？
It means that you are willing to leave all of your sins behind in the far country.
意思是说呢，你愿意把你所有的罪恶呢，都留在那远方那个地方，把它留下来。
He didn't come to the Father with all of his prostitutes with him.
他没有带着他所有的妓女呢，跟着他回家去。
To come to Jesus, you come just as sinfully as you are.
回到耶稣那里去就是带着你原本的那有罪的身份回去。
But in your mind,
可是在你的心里面
you are willing to forsake your old life of sin.
可是你却愿意丢弃你以前的那罪恶的生活。
You do not have to be perfect to come to Jesus.
你不需要成为完全完美了才回到耶稣那里去。
But you have to be willing to let him make you perfect.
可是呢你必须要愿意让他使你成为完全。
The Bible says that he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off,
圣经说他起来回到他那父亲那里去，圣经却告诉我们，他说相离还远的时候，
his father saw him.
他的父亲看见了他。
Now, have you ever noticed something?
你有注意到一件事吗？
You know, when someone is far away,
当人在很远的地方，
You know, maybe you can't see their face clearly.
可能你不能够看见他的面孔，很清楚的看见。
Maybe they're wearing sunglasses and a hat.
可能戴着帽子，戴着太阳眼镜。
The Bible doesn't say how he knew.
圣经没有告诉我们他怎么会认出他的儿子。
But the Bible says that he saw him afar off.
可是呢，圣经告诉我们他远远的就看见了他的儿子。
I like to think that the father was always looking for his son to come back.
我很喜欢的一件事就是他父亲呢，每一天都去望着、看着、想着他儿子回来。
And what does he do?
然后他怎么做呢？
Bible says when he's far off,
圣经说当他还相离很远的时候，
the father saw him.
父亲就看见了他。
Now, what would you do?
你会怎么做呢？
Your son
你的儿子
takes your money.
把你的钱。
He ruins your name.
拿走了，然后又使你丢了面子。
Lives a life of sin.
活在罪恶中。
You know, if this was me,
如果是我的话,
if I saw this skinny boy, dirty boy, coming down the road,
我看见这个又肮脏又很瘦的儿子远远走来,
maybe I would be tempted to cross my arms and think, like, what is
可能我就会这样子交叉着手看着他。
But I'm not God.
可是我却不是上帝。
God's love is so much deeper.
上帝的爱呢，是比这更深的。
What does he do?
他怎么做呢？
The Bible says his father saw him and had compassion.
圣经说呢，他的父亲看见了他就动了慈心。
And it doesn't even say that like he walked slowly to meet his son. It doesn't say that.
圣经没有说他慢慢的走向他的儿子。
What did he do?
他怎么做呢？
It says that he ran.
他说他跑去。
In other words, when the father saw this son coming,He was so excited.
换句话说，他父亲看见他儿子回来了，他是那么的激动。
The Bible says that, you know, he ran to see his son.
他跑去见他的儿子。
Imagine that this father is older now.
你可以想象这个父亲呢，现在年纪也大了。
Many years have gone by since his son was a young boy that left.
当他这个儿子还是个年轻人离开的时候呢，很多年都过去了。
Maybe the father has white hair now.
可能他的父亲已经满头白发了。
Maybe he's a little bit stooped.
而且可能呢，驼背了。
But no matter.
可是不管怎样。
He saw the son.
他看见了他儿子。
The Bible says that he started to run.
圣经说他就开始跑去。
And what did he do?
然后跑去做什么呢？
He fell on his neck and he kissed him.
抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
Now, what does that neck look like?
So, 这个景象还看起来是什么样的呢？
It's dirty.
好，非常脏的。
What do the clothes look like?
他的衣服是怎样的呢？
Probably dirty with holes in them.
可能是很多破洞了，而且很肮脏。
Filled with mud and excrement.
可能呢，很多的泥啊，很多排泄物呢，粘在衣服上面。
His hair is unkempt and matted.
而且呢，你头发呢也是连接在一起的那种很脏的样子。
Father didn't care.
可是父亲才不管。
You can come to Jesus just as you are.
你可以带着你原来的身份来到回到耶稣那里去。
But if you come to Jesus,
可是如果你回到耶稣那里去,
you have to be willing to leave behind your old life of sin.
你必须要愿意脱离你以前罪恶的生活。
Now, I want to stop here this morning.
今天早上呢,我要在这里停下来。
And I want to make an invitation.
我要做一次的邀请。
This invitation is not for everybody.
这个邀请呢,不是为每一个人发出的。
You know, during this week, we've been studying the Bible.
这个星期来我们都一直在研究圣经。
Sometimes when we study the Bible, the Spirit of God can convict us of things not even related to what we're studying.
有时候当我们研究圣经的时候，上帝的灵呢，他能够感动你一些事情是根本跟你读的圣经呢，没有什么关系的。
I believe that there are some here today.
我相信在座呢，有一些人
They can identify with the experience of this son.
能够响应这个浪子他的经历。
Now, I want to be clear. This invitation is not for everyone.
我要再次的清楚告诉大家呢，这个邀请呢，并不是向所有的人。不是每一个人都能够做出反应的。
It's very specific.
是一个非常特定的邀请。
See, some of you have been coming to this camp.
在座有一些人呢，就一直来参加这个聚会。
And God's Spirit has really been speaking to you.
上帝的灵呢，真正的向你心里说话。
You recognize that in some ways you're like this young son.
你感受到呢，在某一方面，你的人生就好像这个浪子一样。
And you have been living far from God.
你在过去的生活里面远离了上帝。
But you've been empty.
而且你感觉到空虚。
You're hungry inside.
你在里面感受到饥饿。
And you know you're not perfect.
你知道你不是完美的。
But today,
可是今天,
you want to leave that old life of sin behind.
你愿意脱离你过去那罪恶的生活。
Now let's listen carefully.
你要小心地听。
Some of you have been living the Christian life.
在座有一些人呢，一直过着基督徒的生活。
This invitation is not for you.
这一次的邀请呢，并不是向你发出的。
I am specifically talking to those of you that may have had a nominal or casual interest. You go to church for other reasons than meeting Jesus.
我是向那一些呢有特别的人做出特别的邀请，就是你在过去呢一路来只是随随便便的到教堂去，只是不是为了去见耶稣，而是去见其他的人。
In the past, you don't really care what God thinks.
在过去你也不管，
you just,
不关心耶稣想什么。
You just do what you like to do.
你只是做你想做的事。
But today,
可是今天呢？
God's Spirit has been speaking to you.
上帝的灵向你说话。
And you recognize that you need to make a decision to follow Jesus.
你认识到你必须要做出一个决定来跟随耶稣。
You want to leave behind your old life of sin.
你要把过去罪恶的生活留下来，留在那边。
Now, I know that this is the morning.
我知道这是早晨。
But if I talk about this subject and I don't make an invitation, I know that heaven would be upset with me.
可是如果我讲了这样的一个题目，可是却没有做出邀请的话，我知道上天会对我不高兴的。
Now please listen, I'm not asking for everyone.
请你小心地听，我并不是要每一个人。
But if God has been speaking to you and is convicting you that you need to leave behind your old life of sin.
可是如果上帝向你的心说话， 而且他感动了你的心，你必须要脱离你过去有罪的生活。
You've sensed your emptiness.
你感受到你心灵的空虚。
And this morning,
今天早上，
God wants you to make a decision for Him.
上帝呢，要你为他做出这样的一个决定。
Now please listen carefully.
请你小心地听。
If the Spirit of God has been speaking to you,
如果上帝的灵向你说话，
and today, this morning, you want to decide to follow Jesus, to come back to the Father.
今天早上你做出决定，你要来跟随耶稣，你要回到父那里去。
You know you're not perfect.
你知道你不是完美。
But you're willing to let Jesus change your life. You're willing to leave behind the old life of sin.
可是呢，你却愿意丢弃你过去有罪的生活。
And you've got to recognize that you might be dealing with friends that are going to try to pull you back.
可能呢，你必须要对待那些朋友，要把你拉回你过去生活的那些朋友。
You recognize that there are things in your life that you're going to have to deal with when you go home.
你也发现到，当你回家去的时候，你所要面对的那一些事情。
You know you're not perfect, but you're willing to let Jesus make you perfect.
你知道你不是完美的，可是你却愿意让耶稣来使你完美。
Now, I said it very clear. I'm not asking for everyone.
我在这里很清楚地说过了，这不是向每一个人发出的。
But if this is a description of your desire today,
如果这是你的想望，我所说的是形容到你的想望。
And if you want to make a commitment to Jesus right now,
而你现在愿意向耶稣做出献身，
I'm going to invite you to come up here to the front and stand here because I want to pray with you.
我要邀请你上前来到这里。我要为你祷告。
Listen, as I said, this is very specific. It's not for everyone.
这是非常特定的邀请，并不是为每一个人做出的。
Maybe there's just one person.
可能就只有一个人。
But if you are that one person, don't let Satan keep you sitting down right now.
可是如果你是那一个人的话，不要让撒旦把你留在座位上。
If you are under the conviction that God wants you to make today, the day that you turn away from that old life of sin.
如果上帝的灵感动了你，今天就是你要转离你过去生活的日子。
I'm going to ask you to come here and stand up in the front.
我要邀请你向前来，站到前面来。
Now please listen, as you're coming, again, this is, as you're coming, this is not for everyone.
当你向前来的时候，我要再一次的强调，这不是为每一个人的。
If God's Spirit is speaking to you,
可是上帝的灵如果他向你说话，
I want to invite you to come forward.
我要邀请你向前来。
The rest of you should be praying for these people here up in the front.
其他的人应该要为这些站在前面的人祷告。
They're making a commitment today for Jesus.
他们今天为耶稣做出这样的决定。
And see, it's too easy. The devil will always try to discourage us anytime we make a stand.
每一次当你为上帝站立的时候，魔鬼呢就会尝试去使我们灰心。
So I hope you're praying for them.
所以请你为他们祷告。
Now again, this is, please don't come up because your friends are up here.
不要为了因为你的朋友在这里，所以你上前来。
This is not a group activity. This is you and Jesus.
这不是一个群体的活动，因为这是你和耶稣的关系。
But if you would like to say today to Jesus,
如果今天你愿意向耶稣说，
I'm hungry, I'm empty.
我饥饿，我空虚。
I want to come back home.
我要回到父那里去。
I want to be with my father.
我要和父亲在一起。
If you want to make this commitment for Christ today,
如果今天你愿意为耶稣做这样的决定，
I want to ask you to come to the front before we pray.
我邀请你到前面来，然后我们一起祷告。
I want to praise God for these that are here.
我要赞美上帝，为了在前面的这些人赞美上帝。
But maybe there's even one more today that's sitting down right now that is struggling, is wrestling. Won't you come before we pray?
或许呢，在座还有一些人在挣扎的。
Won't you allow Jesus to fill that hunger?
你何不在我们开始祷告之前就上前来呢？
Won't you allow Jesus to fill your heart?
难道你不愿意让耶稣来使你的心满足吗？
Won't you come before we pray?
你为什么不上前来呢？
Is there anyone else?
还有谁吗?
That wants to make the decision to leave behind the old life of sin.
要做出决定离开过去的罪恶的生活。
Please don't come up because you see your friends here. That's not why you should come up.
不要因为你的朋友在上面，所以你也上前来。
You should come because God is speaking to your heart today.
你要上来是因为上帝向你的心灵说话。
Is there anyone else before we pray
this morning? 还有谁吗?
Won't you tell Jesus today?That you want to leave behind that old life.
你愿不愿意跟耶稣说你要脱离旧的生活呢?
I don't want to drag this on too long.
我不希望把这时间拖得太长。
Because if there's just one more person, I want to give them that invitation to make that commitment to Jesus today.
可是就是为了那唯一的还有的一个呢，我愿意向他做出这个邀请。
Is there anyone else? God bless you.
愿上帝赐福你。
I want to invite the congregation to stand with us as we close.
我要邀请大家呢站起来。
Let us bow our heads as we pray.
让我们一起低头来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
Today we are so thankful that you love us just as we are.
今天我们是多么的感激你，因为你爱我们，不管我们是什么样的情况。
There are those that have had the courage to stand for Jesus and come forward.
那些有勇气为耶稣站起来向前来的。
Thank you for these decisions that were made today.
我们感谢你，因为这些他们在今天所做出的决定。
They're not saying that they're perfect.
虽然他们不是完美的。
But they want Jesus to make them like him.
他们要耶稣把耶稣让耶稣改造他们好像耶稣那样
Lord, give them the strength.
主啊求你给他们能力
It will mean that some of them will need to throw away old movies.
或许他们有一些人必须要丢掉一些的旧的影片
Some are going to have to get rid of magazines and books.
或者是杂志或者是书本
Some will have to delete bad MP3s.
或者是 MP3.
Some will have to get rid of jewelry and worldly clothing.
或者是他们所穿戴的首饰，或者是那些不好的衣服。
But as they leave behind their old life,
当他们丢弃旧时的生活，
help them to experience the fulfillment and satisfaction that comes when we are with our Father.
求你帮助他们能够经验，当我们跟耶稣跟父亲在一起的那一种满足和平安。
Don't let Satan steal away the seed that has been planted in their hearts today.
不要容许撒旦把从心中种下的种子拿走。
Even throughout the rest of today,
在今天接下来的时间里，
as they interact with their friends,
当他们跟他们的朋友相处的时候，
through frivolous speaking and joking and jesting, let us not lose the blessing that God has in store for us.
愿上帝帮助我们不要失去了上帝给我们的福气。
Lord, even from my own heart,
从我的心里面，
if I have preached to others,
当我向大家讲这篇道理，
help me not to be a castaway.
求你帮助我不要被丢弃了。
Thank you for these that have made this decision today.
感谢您为这所有的生灵所做出的决定。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.